We are here at the BASF Ag Media Summit. With me is Kip Tom of Tom Farms in Indiana, and one of the BASF great growers that we've been following. So first of all, Kip, what I wanted to ask you about, let's look at your crop right now. What does your crop look like right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, we got off to the earliest start that we've ever had in my entire farming career of about 38 years. We started planting corn on April 6th this year. And concluded commercial corn there by the end of April and finished seed corn by the 20th of May. And we actually finished soybeans back on, I think, the 25th of April. So crop got in, got out of the ground good, but we're dry. There's no question about it. We're dry. We had roughly 4/10 in the month of April. And, 7/10 in the month of April and about 9/10 altogether in the month of May. Half inch of that coming on the very last day and the very last evening. So we're dry. We're very dry. Subsoil's dried up. We need a rain very quickly if possible.
Well, that obviously goes into my next question is what are some of the challenges you're meeting this year? That's one of the things we can't really deal with as far as crop protection is concerned, but varieties. Did you use any new varieties this year, and how are they dealing with this, or you're hoping they're going to deal with it?
Well, we hope they deal with it well, you know, and we're very strategic in the placement of our varieties by soil type and population. So we hope we've done the best job of positioning varieties across all our fields to produce in optimal conditions, but yet when we get into a drought or stress condition, still can produce a good crop. You know, we've got a lot of tools at our access, whether it's crop insurance or some of the risk management we have with our crop production as well. So I think we're well positioned to go into the summer, but, a little rain would sure be handy.
Well, quality-wise, I mean, right now we're looking at pretty high quality, good to excellent mostly across the nation. Well, how would you rate your crop?
Things can deteriorate very fast because we have no subsoil moisture. We could be starting to deteriorate some yield very rapidly with this crop.
Now, we're here at the BASF Ag Media Summit. Why do you think that something like this, a company like BASF doing something like this, is important?
I think it's very important. It's first of all, it's a dialogue that's in an open public environment that you, the media, can take attention to this and take the information you get from this and help promote it across the ag audience and hopefully the urban audience as well. It's important they hear how we're investing in technologies to make sure that we can provide an affordable, an efficient, and reliable supply of quality food to the consumers around the globe going forward into the future.
Now, one of the things that's come out a great deal about in your comments is really how much you are helping to advocate for agriculture, because you run your farm as a manufacturing business. You've got people there to run your farm, which frees you and your family up to go out, talk to civic groups. You said you're talk to schools and things like that. Why is that so important to you?
Well, I think it's part, we heard about sustainability. I think that's part of the key to sustainability is getting the message out. Because if we don't get the message out, there's going to be people forming policy in Washington and other places around the world because they don't have the information that we have to understand that we need these tools to help feed the world. So I think it's very important for all farm operations to get up and get out, get involved, have the information, have the knowledge that you need to spend the time reading and understand your business so you can go out and help people understand more about what's going on out here.
As a multi-generational farmer, the talk here at this summit has been focused on sustainability. What does sustainability mean to you?
Boy, I wish I had a dime for every time I was asked about what does sustainability mean to me. You know, I think it means a number of things because sustainability intersects our life, our culture, our business, our industry in so many different areas. So it could be my answer could be very long, but I'm going to tell you what, we try to produce crops in a sustainable manner. What's that mean? What that means is we try to preserve the resources we're working with and make sure that they're available for future generations to produce crops. It's protecting the ecology of the area, the different animals and wildlife that are inhabiting the same acres are producing crops on. Sustainability reaches further into our business, and it might be that building a plan that future generations can run our farm, building a plan that we educate and show people that are in the business today how to take it into the future. So it intersects the business, like I said, in so many different ways, and sustainability means different things to everybody, but that's what it means to us.
Well, and you're proactively trying to cut your carbon footprint. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. We started mapping, or we really just did this about 2.5-3 years ago, came up with our first scatter graph that shows our carbon footprint and what it's done since 1987, because we have data back as far as 1987 as far as soil loss, amount of utilities or carbon used to power our farm, how much water did we use to produce a crop back in 1987 versus today. So over that time period, we've seen significant reductions in our carbon footprint, because today we use maybe 0.7 pounds of nitrogen to produce a bushel of corn, where it used to be, 1.3 to 1.4 pounds. We used to always figure it would take 22 inches of water, whether irrigated and or rainfall, to produce that optimal crop. Today we know we can do that on much less, maybe 12, 13 inches of water, in some cases, some years, depending upon the temperatures. And all along the way, our GPS technologies, it's helped us reduce and use less fuel because we're not overlapping like we used to. We have technologies where we seed our fields in a very strategic method that allows us to maximize yield on each and every acre. And that, again, reduces our carbon footprint. So there's a number of tools, and one of them is our crop protection product or crop protection that we use, and for instance, using a fungicide at V5 and at flowering to maximize yields again. So there's a lot of tools at our disposal. We know there's going to be a lot more come to us in the future, and we got to be willing to embrace those and make sure we deploy them in our business.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Kip Tom here at the BASF Ag Media Summit. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.